Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, just we'll go ahead and get started. Good effort by the guys that were out there playing. Appreciate that effort. You know, we beat ourselves in some situations, and good for James to get 1,000 yards, and then to tie the record there. So a couple bright moments, and with that, I'll turn it over to you with your questions.
Sean, you brought James back in. Clearly, there was an intent there to get the record or to tie it. I guess why was that important for the organization?
Well, I mean, number one, you're trying to make sure you're protecting him as much as we can, and we're smart with it. So we got inside, I think there's a three. Mitch got inside the 1, 2, or 3 yard line, whatever it was, and we put James in there. He's worked all year for the offense, has worked all year, and the O-line in particular, and James. And so get a chance to get it on a short run. It was good to see.
There were other examples of that. Bond had a sack early, yeah. Martin's punt. How much of that is building the culture here, knowing, being aware of those things, and trying your best within reason to reward players?
Yeah, I think it's a fine line, right? A delicate balance. You want to know, right? You want to be aware, and it's hard because you're trying to put the health of the player and the team first, and so. But you know, you're this close to a milestone, and in this case with James or some of the other guys as well.
Joe Andreessen got the start. Yeah. He was out there a lot. I think he led the team in tackles. What did you see from him out there today?
Yeah, I mean, the thing you're looking for from a middle linebacker is, can he run the defense? Does he handle the operation? How good is the communication? And I'm sure, you know, Joe wants some plays back, but when you have that type of production from a middle linebacker, that's what you're looking for. And then the operation and the communication, I thought, was pretty darn good, especially with some new players out there with him.
Sean, health-wise, I know you don't have a lot of information usually, yeah. But does it feel like you got out of this game the way you hoped to?
Yeah, I'll knock on wood, because sometimes things show up the next day. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it. Let me just knock on wood again just to make sure. So I'll know a little bit more tomorrow and when I get back in the locker room.
Will that be the case? I mean, this appears to be the healthiest you've been going into the playoffs for, it seems like, several years. How rewarding is that to get to that point with your full team?
Yeah, it's good. You want to be as healthy as you can be going into the playoffs, and as strong as you can be.
You went the whole game with DeMar, or at least very close it. Was that intentional?
It was. I mean, he's been out, what, he missed two, three weeks there, and I'm just trying to get him back going and get him back on with T-Rap and that communication. And you talk about the health Sal did in terms of, you know, if you drop a guy back in there, you know, in a playoff game, he hasn't been out there in several weeks, and what does that look like? Can he actually function? So it was good for us to take a look at DeMar, Curtis Samuel as well, and you know, for them to get that out there too and get that confidence of, hey, this is what it's like again, game speed, and get into a rhythm here.
To have Sam kick that punt in the first half that went inside the 20 and got him that incentive, you could have kicked the field goal there, and there was quite a reaction from Sam too when that went there. Like,
that was that after half? Was that the one after half?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, I feel good for Sam. That was, you know, you'd like to be able to kick a field goal there. We felt like it was outside of T. Bass's line at that point, just because of the. Felt better about going in the other direction. But yeah, so Sam, good for him. That's important now when you can create field position like that, and so happy for Sam.
How about Jamarcus's effort on that play to keep it from going in the end zone?
Great effort. great effort. Jamarcus is, you know, he's just a great guy to have on the team and in the program, and any role that he's asked to do and embrace, he does and gives great effort with it.
Why did you think Mitch did? I mean, he's one play away all the time.
Yeah.
For you. How does he think
yeah.
Play?
Well, I thought it was important both for Mitch and for Mike to get a little bit of run as well, and both honestly probably threw the ball a little bit more than we had originally planned for it. Some of those were because of the third downs and then the couple 2-minute drives at the end here for us on offense with Mike. But it's good for those two to get out there, and I thought they both did some good things.
So we have a game like this where a lot of starters watching on the sideline. How do you kind of upshift, if you will, moving into the playoffs, and what's your message to the team this week?
That's a loaded question. I mean, that's a lot in that question. And we got to take it one game at a time, right? Everything is earned, and there's nothing given in the playoffs, and you're going against the best every week. So we start with 1 week and really one day at a time as we get back in here and find out when we play and take it one day at a time.
Understanding you're taking it one day at a time, as you enter the postseason, I guess what would you consider a success during the playoffs this year?
Well, I think the ultimate goal every year is to win the Super Bowl. So I don't think I know. We're taking it one day at a time. That's when I've been to the Super Bowl, and I've been there twice. That's how you got to do it. That's how you get it. Hey, one day at a time. Work your tails off to prepare. You can't shortchange it. You know, everyone, you want to jump to hey, end of the week and playing the game. Nah, you want to jump to week two. It's right here. Focus on what's right here and right in front of us.
Was it good for you to see Josh be able to keep that streak going, even though it was one play?
Yeah, again, just
you mentioned it was important to him.
Yeah, it was, and for all the right reasons, right? It's not just you guys know Josh. It's not about hey, well, I want to keep this streak going just because it's important to him that he's out there with his teammates, and so you know being able to follow through on that, albeit a handoff, it was the right thing to do.
Sean, you guys became the first team in NFL history with 30 passing and 30 rushing touchdowns in one season. How does that just speak to the balance you guys have been able to have on offense this year, the way Joe has handled calling the offense?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk a lot about being a two-dimensional threat, two-dimensional offense, and that's important. Controlling the line of scrimmage is a big piece of that, and then Josh's ability to do some things and extend plays, that certainly factors in as well. So good balance overall is always good.
We talked about some guys getting some incentives. Vaughn was another one of those guys. He was pretty quick off the snap there.
Yeah.
Everything that he's gone through, how happy were you to kind of see him get that?
Well, it was great. And in particular, it was great because it was the first third down and the third play of the game. So it made it a lot easier on me, even though we left him out there just for a little bit more of a check and see. It was good to get him out there and then get him out and hopefully get him fresh for next week here. All right. Okay. Thanks, guys.
That's it for this room for Buffalo. Coach. Everything else in the locker room.
We're going this way, dear.
Oh, we can, yeah.
Yep.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.